Hello, my punchons, and raise your glass for another ridiculous episode of Cocktails and Kimchi with Lainey Darling and Punchon John.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Ridiculous.
Who wrote that?
who did write that?
I'm a ridiculous episode of Cocktails. Yeah, I guess we do get a little ridiculous. But on today's episode, we'll be meeting the parents. Not literally, but we just wanted to share some of our experiences from meeting our significant other's parents or having our friends, Asian and not Asian, meet our parents. But first, let's dive right into happy hour. I wish it would be like a cool song, like bring.
Or you can sing a cool song.
Happy hour.
Okay, let's just get into happy hour.
Shut up. Okay, anyways, so segment one is happy hour. And this is when we discuss a happy moment that happened, I guess, the last week or this week. So it says, like, Elaine can go, you know, first moving forward. Why? John, why don't you just do what you usually do and just, like, do everything first?
Do everything first, like, ignore you?
Yeah, exactly. Ignore me and the yell at me, you know. But what was your happy moment this past week?
I didn't have that many, but so I just put up.
Clearly.
I subscribed to Viki Pass so I can watch all my Korean dramas in HD and commercial free now.
So exciting. Yes. Has your life changed?
Yeah, less pauses, I guess.
Is it everything you wanted and more? What do you do with the extra time?
The extra time?
He has to think about it. Watch more?
Yeah, I watch more Korean dramas, I guess.
Oh, my God. Well, so what's your drink of the day?
I'm just drinking a Pacifico beer.
Weak. Womp, womp. I miss like, shwasted, John. Like, where's your scotch? I'm sure you have, like, a bottle, like, right next to you.
Well, it's over there, but...
Can you grab it?
No.
It's why?
It's not going to be one of those nights.
Oh, my God. Okay, fine.
I imagine it's, like, an editing nightmare for Dre. It's like, what did he just say?
Just, like, one shot won't, like, kill you.
Oh, that's... I mean,
that's a snowball effect.
Yeah. Once it touches your lips, it tastes so good.
Fine, whatever. And he just, like, starts swigging from the bottle.
So, what's your happy moment?
For me, well, my sister came home from New York to stay for a few weeks. I just haven't seen her since, like, December. And it was just, like, you know, kind of scary because she's been out in New York when things were, like, really scary in New York. But now, like, she comes to where it's, like, scarier than New York. You know what I mean? But, yeah, and then later she was like, oh, you know, like, did Simon tell you, like, what we were texting? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, he was really sweet. And I guess, like, my husband and my texting, and then he was just like, oh, like, are you gonna come, like, how long are you staying? And she's like, I don't know, a few weeks, I'm not sure. He was like, well, like, you just stay as long as you want, like, it'll be nice to have you around. And I was like, oh, like, this is sweet, you know.
That's cool. She's staying with you then, right?
Well, yeah, she's staying with me. I was just waiting for, like, an aw, see, but you're like, anyways, when is she leaving?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, wow. You did.
Don't put words in my mouth.
I am not. I'm just expressing your expression through words.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Anyways.
Someone needs a scotch.
Yeah, I'm feisty this week. It's been a week.
So what is your drink of the day?
The Claw! I came in prepared.
Dude, seriously though, are you, like, the White Claw sponsor?
Jeez, I should be, right? I should ask them to sponsor me. Like, what the hell? I probably keep them in business. No, the only time I, like, really go is, like, when my girlfriend Stephanie comes over. I don't even go grocery shopping these days. And literally to entice her to kind of stop by and, like, hang out. Because, like, I have literally, like, no friends in this neighborhood. Is that I'll, like, go to, like, the Vons and then, like, take a photo of, like, White Claw or Truly. And I'd be like, hey. And
she takes the bait.
She totally does. I mean, we have an in-person, like, audience right now in my studio on my side. Okay. So, yeah, she's like, hey.
Nice.
Yeah. So then, yeah, I should be sponsored by White Claw.
What flavors you got right there?
This one's tangerine, and then we have mango.
Okay. How's the tangerine compared to the mango?
I haven't tried it yet. And then there's watermelon. Yeah, I don't know. Tangerine's pretty good. But mango's if you see, like, an entire case of a certain flavor, you know it's good. Like, black cherry and mango, it's like, everyone else is, like, filler. flavors, I guess.
Got it. The ones they can't sell, right? but still sponsor us.
Yeah, please sponsor us. Like somebody, like I don't care who sponsors us. Please. Oh my God. Okay, so the next segment we're going to jump into is segment two, Not Flex and Chill, where we share our show binge of the week and how we rate them, which platform, things like that. And why don't we start with you, John, per usual, our Korean and Asian drama correspondent. Take it away.
Okay, so I watched a show called Beauty Inside, and it's on the platform Viki. Mm-hmm. I give it a 4 out of 5. So the story is, it's a love story between a conglomerate hair that has face blindness.
Hair, not hair.
Yeah, same thing.
Just like conglomerate hair fall in love with like a toupee and then like they're like blind and they're like in love and then someone has like, I don't know, yeah. Conglomerate hair.
Okay. With face blindness.
Wait, face blindness?
So
the specific blindness?
Yeah, you can't recognize faces.
Oh, but you can see things, but just not faces.
Correct. You just don't recognize people.
Okay.
And so it's a love story between him and a top Korean drama actress that has a face and body transformation 1 week out of every month.
Wait, what? Like plastic surgery?
No. Okay, So it's a crazy phenomenon. I'm pretty sure it's fake. But every month for a week, she changes into someone else. So she could be like a young girl, an older woman.
Oh. Old
man, a young man.
Is there like a scene where she's like, hella old man? And she's like, love me. She's like, no, I draw the line there.
Yeah, but the opening scene is like her at an award ceremony, and she's mm-hmm. supposed to get an award, and then she feels something, and she knows she's about to change.
Like Cinderella, uh-huh.
Yes, and so she has to bolt out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's known as the runaway actress.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, 4 out of 5, so you like it.
Yeah, it's a good story. It's a pretty good story.
Okay.
What about you? What are you watching?
Oh, my God, I'm so late to the game.
That's okay. But
I started watching Don't Fuck With Cats. I feel like everyone was super into it probably 10 years ago. But I started it and then it's on Netflix. I give it a 5 out of 5 because this shit is bonkers. And this is for people who haven't watched it yet, but this documentary or docu-series tells the truth story of one of Canada's most infamous murderers. Get it? It's a boat. Canada. Okay. The docuseries tells the story of one of Canada's most infamous crimes, the murder of Lynn June. And Lynn was killed by Luca Magnata, who courted internet infamy before the murder by circulating videos of himself killing cats or torturing. It's insane. And so last night I finished watching Paranormal Cat on Camera. And then I finished and watched an episode of Don't Fuck With Cats. I couldn't sleep. I was so needy to my husband. I was like, I can't sleep. I'm scared. He's like, why? I'm like, I don't know, but I'm scared. But it's crazy how someone is so that someone's so delusional, so vain, and so evil.
Yeah.
And then it's just kind of crazy. I'm not gonna it's nothing. I'm not like spoiling anything, but someone essentially like was bullied. Someone was like treated like shit. So that's kind of the action that they have. That's what happens. You know, it's like a whole everyone in life. It's like a circle of life. It's almost like a snowball effect. Like if you're like a shitty person to somebody, some people take that as like be nicer to somebody. But some people take that to be like a shitty person. This is exactly what this guy became, like a shitty freaking person who just kills people. He became a serial killer, started off with a cat, and then just got kind of crazy. But I just want to say, like, the people like who are like those internet warriors, like who like found all the clues and shit, like gave 2 years of their life to help figure out like this whole like mystery. It's crazy. And I want to like be them. If my husband ever cheated, then I'm gonna like hire them.
Well, they should, the CIA should hire them.
Well, I think that's what it was.
I think find everything.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, literally to the point, like, some of the ways that they, like, do stuff, I'm just like, shit. Like, it's psychotic that the fact that they know what to do.
Were you like, let me write this down?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, the coordinates of the last piece of hair from his body was, it's just insane. This hair, get it? Hair? Conglomerate hair. Anyways. But yeah, I definitely I recommend everyone to watch it, but just not before you sleep, because you might lose sleep.
Well, maybe it's because you're watching that phenomena thing.
No, these ghost paranormal shit does not faze me anymore, but I don't know what it was. I watched disturbing stuff before bed. So I just kind of got scared.
Yeah, that's a bad
decision. I slept 2 hours. Yeah. Anyways, so segment three. Finally, we're going to jump into our discussion. But today we have a special guest, Dre and Chopsticks. Hey, guys.
Yay. Hello.
They look like they're about to, they're like drive through.
Oh my God. And my dogs are here. Sorry.
It's okay. Your dogs can contribute.
They're special guests, too.
This is staying in.
I know. Is your shirtless husband going to make an appearance as well?
Yeah, actually, just ran up the stairs right now.
Oh, okay. But yeah, so it'll be kind of exciting. It's usually John and myself and a guest. But it's kind of, we haven't had, us four kind of, I guess, do this together. And we're going to just be talking about parentals and stuff, and we do have in-house audience. We have Stephanie and Jackie, and then they could comment. They don't have to comment, but I'll be saying stuff. But it's kind of cool. I feel like I'm acting like someone who hasn't seen a person in such a long time. But okay, let's jump right in. But today we are meeting the parentals. But don't be nervous. I've always had been good with parents, but I know others can find it a little stressful. I mean, I don't know. I'm outgoing. I think. Do you guys ever get awkward meeting parents at all?
Oh, I love parents.
Yeah, I've never.
But
really
do they love you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so. I hope.
John's awkwardly silent right now. I think there are some stories to come.
He's like, I get restraining orders.
He's the guy kidding. You don't bring home to mama.
Wow. Right? Yeah. Thanks.
Oh my God. But
typically, I'm okay with parents. Usually, the mothers like me. The father.
Oh my God! Wait, John likes older women. Remember?
Oh yeah, John likes gilfs.
He likes them too.
He likes gilfs.
So that's the ploy. He needs the mom.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, to meet the grandma.
I date the daughters to meet the moms. Wow.
Oh my God.
Not judging. I just don't understand now.
Game.
It's a twofer. Specs. It's a twofer, it's right?
Ew.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I don't judge. This judge
for you. You want to know where the milk comes from?
Asshole! I almost spit out my drink. Oh my God. Anyways, so we're going to discuss, what do you call them? What do I wear? What do I bring as a gift? Well, lucky you. We're going to tell you exactly what you need to prepare for the big day. But here at CNK, we're so fortunate to have the team members from different parts of Asia. So they'll be chiming in to share their stories from their own experience. So I guess a lot of these can be applied to significant others as well as friends. And we'll be sure to point that out. So let's begin with, before we do start, I'm Korean. John, you're Chinese. Lynn, you're Vietnamese, and then DJ Indo is, I don't know.
Oh, guess. Take a wild guess.
I don't know. Latin? No. Indonesian! Yay! Oh, wait, really?
No, I'm messing with you. No, Indonesian.
And the DJ Indo is, he's like, I'm not. And then in this, what ethnicity are you, Jackie?
I'm Filipino-Mexican.
And then Steph, you are white. <I'm just kidding. laughs> No, Steph is Japanese. Mexican. She's basically Mexican.
We have everybody in here.
Yeah, I know. This is a big melting pot of it's kind of cool. But okay, so meeting the Asian parents. Okay, so I guess this is significant other, right? Meeting your significant other's
I would hope so.
Parent. Okay, well, fine then. Why don't you start? Do you have a story?
No, I don't have a story.
Whoa.
Sorry, I didn't mean to mix your flow.
No, just share your story about is there an interesting story about meeting an Asian parent?
That no, not really. I usually meet the moms first, and they normally
that's
like
that's a parent, John. Like, are yeah, you drinking whiskey? Like, what is going on?
Wait, like, what were we talking
like
about?
IV, like scotch. I'm just like, do you have like a story, like a memorable story when meeting a first time meeting an Asian parent?
First
not
time.
Specifically anybody, but
oh, shit. Well, I've met the mom before. This is the girl I've been one of my first loves, I guess. We dated.
This is Vegas girl.
No, this isn't
prom
Vegas
girl.
No, stop. Are you gonna go down the whole list?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, this is probably the longest relationship I ever had. I've met her mom before, and you know, we were fine. And this is actually the first time I met her father. Uh-huh. So we were meeting them in San Diego, where he was having some lecture, and it was like the first time I've met him.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, he pretty much wouldn't allow me to or allow her to stay over in my hotel room.
Uh-huh.
We were staying at the same place.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. So. But, you know, he always happens to call after, you know, we've, you know, had hugs.
You hugged? Did you hug
weird.
With your penis? Like, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, it's an adult hug.
Okay.
Now get back in my room right now.
What are you saying? So gross. Get back in my room.
Uh-huh. I know what you did.
Ew. Okay.
Yeah, but I tried to like be nice to it or him and like buy dinners, but he wouldn't even have it.
Wait, how old were you?
I was probably in my late 20s.
Well, yeah, maybe because you're like boning his daughter like in the same hotel, right?
Yeah.
Wait, how old was she?
I mean, she was
a little bit like stutter.
I know. Why
could
so
she
long
drink?
To
like, is she old enough to drink?
No, she was like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years younger.
That's not too bad.
No. That's like, okay, if you're 26 and she's 21, yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, I mean if you're like 29 and she's 24, 25. It's still.
If you're like 30 crazy. And she's like 18.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's
a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so he just didn't have it. So did you win his heart over that weekend or was that it?
Oh, I don't know. They went back to Taiwan, so it doesn't matter.
Jesus.
Oh, you hear that, girl? Yeah, you didn't matter.
You crashed and burned so hard.
It don't matter, though. The mom liked me.
Okay, so, you, so how long were you with her mom?
Wow.
Did you meet her parents?
Did you meet her dad?
It's like, well, we went to like the convalescent home. Like
that's weird.
So does the mom and the daughter still talk?
Probably a doctor.
Yeah. Wow. You think they compare notes?
Ew. Did she teach you a thing or two? Like, was my better than my daughter?
Mom, she's like, Mom, this is what John likes.
Ew, stop. You know what? That probably has happened. I'm not going to judge. Wait, so what about you, Chopsticks?
Well, just thinking, there's been two parents that probably just did not like me. One was just because the fact that I wasn't Filipino and they were Filipino.
Filipino mamas.
Yeah, no, it was the dad.
Oh.
He tried to...
Jackie's like, they're territorial.
He tried to hook his own son up with another Filipino girl in front of me. It was weird.
Whoa.
Yeah. And he straight up said it. So he's like, well, why don't you, like, you know, she's Filipino. I'm like, right here.
You're like, I can make some mean lumpia. Like, come back.
No, it was fine that it was over. Rude. And then the other one, it was like his stepmom, and she didn't really like the kids. And so, of course, she didn't like the girlfriends either. It was like, yeah, she was like evil stepmother, like from Cinderella level.
Oh, wow.
But other than that, I love parents. They love me, I think.
Other than everyone, they love me.
I mean, like, I try to be really respectful, and I always ask before I meet them, like, all the proper things to call, you know, all the things. So it's not like I come prepared. I do my
yeah,
homework.
For sure. What about you, Jay? You seem like you're loved as fuck.
I mean, well, in my younger days, I wasn't so abrasive. So I mean, I was always like a straight
A student. Still like alive inside.
Like all the people I've been with, like, well, I mean, I was always known as like the scholar or whatever, the wow. well-mannered one.
What happened? I'm just kidding. Really knew that
I was not like that. Fucked up.
I went to college. That's what happened.
Oh, he's like a part of me died.
Yeah, I was like, fuck this. This is a stupid life to live.
And here you are on cocktails. Right. It's not getting better.
So his message is drop out of college.
I mean, I did.
You're fine.
That's
yeah.
That's when the spiral started. And then I went back. So all is well. I don't have any stories about parents or anything like that. Yeah, because for the most part, like I kind of had a reputation for being like a good kid.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, I was. So I never really clashed on that. Mm-hmm. I can kind of agree with John because Asian dads are always, I mean, Asian dad, you're dating their Asian daughter. I mean, when I have a kid, if I have a daughter, I'm going to be protective too. Like that's super understandable. I'm not going to.
Yeah. Like that coochie is going to have like a padlock, like, right. Nope, you can't. So you're like 40.
Like even if the kid is like, yeah, like a scholar or whatever, like it has a full ride somewhere. I'm still going to be hesitant. I mean, that's just kind of human nature. The only thing that I remember, and I think this might be more telling of the person I was with than mm-hmm. myself, because her parents thought I was cool, because I actually drove up to the Bay to go visit her during mm-hmm. Summer. And the parents were cool, but the grandma hated me. Like, started
maybe
talking.
She just like looked like that. Just,
no,
like, angry.
No, I don't speak Tagalog, but I understand a little bit. And she was talking shit to me like in front of me.
Oh my god!
I didn't know your wife was Filipino. That's cool,
dude.
Oh yeah, she probably had face. And
Jackie's like, they're really rude. They're territorial. Like, I don't know.
But yeah, like, yeah, the grandma was.
Did she like run over your feet with her like freaking like what is a wheelchair, and then like accidentally like vomit on you during dinner, like oops, like yeah, take your secret key now, you know, take a trip. Like
I didn't find out until after, though. I think the reason was because she brings a lot of guys home.
Oh,
like
because she's like a hoe, like you got hated on.
Well, she has the way that it was framed to me was that she had a lot of friends that were guys. And uh-huh. I can understand that. I mean, my wife is like that. She is. She's a what's it called? A little sis in a fraternity. So.
Oh no. Uh-huh.
But in any case, like.
It's like she's a pineapple. Nah. Just kidding.
Yeah. No, definitely not. My ex was the same way. She wasn't a little sis or anything like that. But apparently she had a lot of friends that were guys, and. That's the way that it was framed to me, but and I guess the way she explained it to me was like, yeah, my grandma just probably got the wrong idea about you, like all the other guys that come over and stuff like that. But come to find out after we broke up that yeah, she does rotate through pretty often.
Oh, sweet.
So yeah,
I mean, she's wait, what, is it your wife? Like-
no, this isn't.
Oh, sorry. I was like, okay, never mind. No. I was like, what do you mean you broke up? Okay, got it.
Yeah, they broke up.
Grandma's probably dead anyways. Whatever.
Stop, John.
John. I mean, there's.
I don't keep in touch with that.
To it, but.
Likely, but why would you say that?
I mean, like, hope she live a long life and or recipes.
She's probably a hater. She probably couldn't get anyone.
John, because you weren't there. John,
wow. Busy.
What the fuck? Like, take one for the team, you selfish asshole. Okay. A non-Asian experience. Yeah, okay. Well, for me, like, meeting... Oh, we have that, like, down here. But, like, for me, meeting Asian parents, like, Asian parents love me. Like, for some reason, like... I think my parents like really like my. I never understood why my mom was so like tedious and like just nitpicking at every little thing. Like I can't be like, "Hi, is I don't know like Jennifer there?" I have to be like, "Hello, my name is Elaine. May I please speak to like Jennifer, please?" And then there's just a lecture, and my mom would like enforce that, or like I don't know, never go anywhere empty-handed, or like kids would, you know, my friends would call me to lie to their parents, like, oh, I'm with Elaine, and they're gonna like get drunk somewhere, and they're like, sure, you know. But it's just weird. I think like Asian parents for some reason do actually like fancy me. And crazy Filipino parents love me. It's crazy. I think because I like maybe like act like a psycho, but they're just like, oh shit, you can't like, you know, beat her, just like, you know, be on the same team. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just like my sassy side. But spunky. Yeah, I'm yep. spunky, and not to toot my own horn, but they're just like, oh, you seem like you're like very loved. You grew up with a lot of love. And I was just like, damn right I was in Spanx, yo. Like they beat me and loved me. So this is the final product.
Do you guys think that it's different or it varies by culture, like how the parents are, like generally speaking? Because I feel like Filipinos, like they're, because my husband's, why are you slapping?
Oh no, it's not you. I'm just like, I look like shit, and then like Steph is trying to like record me. Anyways, what were you saying?
No, because I was gonna say, because my husband's family's Filipino and they're very warm, loud, they love the whole family overall.
Exactly.
And my family's Vietnamese, like there's like the facade, like the Vietnamese who are known to like drink and party. My family's really reserved, old school, quiet. That's so it's like very different.
Mm-hmm.
So how I would act at like my parents' house is way different from how I would act at his parents' house.
Well, yeah, I guess like, yeah, upbringing and stuff. Yes, I, like my husband gets a little like awkward because my family's really like rambunctious and stuff. But then he's kind of warming up to the fact that, because he's the only child and, you know, he wasn't like as close, you know, but my parents are, we're friends pretty crazy. So it's not a really good comparison. But okay. So with Asian parents, expectations, let's go into like etiquette or any tips. We can all agree that no shoes allowed in the house, right? Asian family, Asian parents.
Besides Filipinos. Filipinos wear shoes.
For the most part, okay, Filipinos. Jackie says yes. So do you guys like, if you guys are going to another Asian household and you guys don't have to take your shoes off, do you guys make sure like your socks don't have holes in them? It's awkward.
I think that's the goal, right?
I tried to, but what do you do? Like,
I don't have any holes in my socks.
Take your socks off if they're bad. I don't know.
I don't know.
Then you got crusty toes.
Hey, pick one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if my toes are done, then it's like fine. But
can I just say it's like
holes
really
are worse.
Can I just say it's like really awkward to go to like a non-Asian person's house, like get to the front door, take off your shoes, and they're like, "What are you doing?"
They're like, "What are you doing?"
The first time I went to my now husband's house, they're like, "What are you doing? Put your shoes back on." I'm like, "No."
Yeah, I'm like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Just letting my toes breathe." Like it is kind of awkward. Yeah,
stretching.
Yeah, stretching the toes. What about always bow when saying hello?
I don't do that at all.
How do you guys say hello in your native like tongue? Like formally. If you would say like formally to an adult in your own language, like
I'm Vietnamese Chinese. We literally like cross our hands like this across uh-huh. our stomach with both uh-huh. hands and we uh-huh. say jiao, and then we say like their proper like title. So like jiao all the way down. Like it's mm-hmm.
like 90 degrees.
Yeah, like every single person that's
wow.
older than you.
Mm-hmm.
God, your poor back. What about you, John?
No.
usually I say ai hao, which is the mom.
I'm just kidding. Because you're like, you don't speak Chinese.
Yeah, usually I say hello to the mom first in Chinese and the dad in Chinese second.
Do you bow when you do it?
I don't bow. I go like this.
Is that a choice or is it you?
No wonder they don't like you.
I don't know. I've never bowed before, so I have no idea. If that's something I'm supposed to do, then I guess I'll start doing it now.
Maybe they'll like you more.
At this age, John, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, at this age, I don't care.
Oh,
I still do it. It's like habit. I can't.
What about you, Dre? Do you bow? How do you say hello like formally, like in your language?
Well, first of all, we don't bow. Really. How do you say?
Sorry.
You
bump
there's
fist.
There's not really like a greeting you say. I mean, you obviously introduce yourself with your name. And then there's one of two ways depending on the situation.
Like informal.
Chopsticks might know. Well, informal, informal is not even that informal, but it's you basically shake their hand and then you bring your hand to your chest. I forget what it symbolizes. This is specifically an Indonesian thing. I don't think I've ever seen any other cultures do this. The second one, there's three ways actually. Another one, this is more of a Muslim kind of thing. You kind of put your hands together like you're praying, and then
like Thai style.
But you extend it out to meet their fingertips, and then you bring it up to your mouth.
Oh wow,
that's kind of cute.
Yeah, because basically the reason is in Islam there's like men aren't supposed to touch women that they're not related to or by marriage or anything like that. And I'm sure you guys know that they separate men and women for that exact same reason, to avoid temptation, all that stuff. So by doing it that way, you don't have to make physical contact with them.
Wait, is Indonesian?
Sorry, was cute the wrong word? I thought
Is Indonesian like 100% like Muslim? But there's a Christian. So what would be more common?
Islam like is way more common.
Oh, okay.
It's like 95%. Yeah, it's only like 5% Christian and like 1% other stuff or something like that. It's overwhelming. Indonesia is the largest Muslim country in the world by population.
Wow. Okay.
There's more Muslims in Indonesia than the Middle East, in any single country in the Middle East.
Wow.
So, yeah. And then the last way, chopsticks will know about this. You bless. You basically bring their hand to your forehead.
Yeah, that's very what filthy, Jackie was saying. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, like that's to show a sign of respect. That you're like a subordinate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually only for elders.
Yeah.
You don't do that with anybody younger.
And I've noticed like in Spanish and like also like Filipino cultures, they do the kissing thing. So when you say hello, like you hug and like you side kiss or something. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I do that too sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's
it's a very European kind of inspired thing too.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are not doing that.
We do a three cheek thing where it's left, right, left.
Oh wow.
I like that.
Yeah, we greet each other a lot of different ways. It really depends on context.
Maybe you should have like put the grandma's hand to your forehead.
Let's do all at the same time.
Hate that lady.
Yeah.
Hate that lady.
What about you, Elaine?
We say like annyeonghaseyo, and then like right now I just bowed. Like
yeah,
I have like I did. No, it's really funny because like all my friends make fun of me because I'll be like on the phone with somebody and I'm like an elder and I'll be like annyeonghaseyo, like even on my phone. It's so common.
I see you do it.
Yeah, to my phone, annyeonghaseyo. And they're just like, why are you bowing? I was like, I bowed, you know?
It's the word. It's the word. Yeah.
It's the word, like, fuck. I'm like, just like, I move my head. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. When we do the same thing, like, we bow 90 degree, if it's like, you know, grandma, whatever, like, we just do like hella bow. We're like, on your
you just stay there.
Yep. You just stay there and count ants. Yeah. Yeah. Count ants. No, but yeah, it's just bow and then, you know. But yeah, it happens a lot when like I'm on my phone and I don't even notice. It's just like even like the cock of the head. It's like so weird. Everyone makes fun of me, but whatever. Parents love me, so good. Anyways, let's move on. Do you greet everyone? So for example, we go to like a family, whatever, and then we're just like, hey, we're gonna head out to, like a family party, and then there's all these like elder, you know, like people, and there's like cousins and, you know, family and things like that. Do you say hello to everybody, or do you just say hello to like people like within your like proximity?
I think the rule is you follow your significant other. Whoever they say hi to, you say hi to.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. Yeah.
And it depends how you're introduced to. If they mm-hmm. introduce you to the whole crowd, then you kind of just do the whole hello wave.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if they do it individually, then obviously you say hello to each one individually.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you get the personalized one, then they probably think you're going to stick around for a while. So
I'd do it.
You make a present.
Yeah, so that's a good sign, right?
Yeah. Do you call them by the proper title, like auntie, uncle, not just their first name?
I never call on anybody their first name.
Dude, I hate when parents say to call them by their first name.
Call me Thomas.
I could never.
I mean, I have a friend, he's white, and his parents, yeah, I mean, go figure. But I don't think I don't even know like half of the like my friends' parents, like their first name. Like obviously I know my father-in-law's name, but it's on the mail, but I don't ever use it.
That's funny, because on my wedding invitations, we had all the names of the guests, and my husband was like, "Who's this person?" Like, that's my mom. He didn't know
that's
her
my
name.
Mom.
He would just call her mom.
So true.
No, that's usually how it
so
is.
So I get it. Yeah.
I mean, especially when, I guess, like for me and Chopstick specifically, once you actually become family, it gets even worse. Like, because like, yeah. they get offended if you call them anything aside from like
auntie
like mom, or like dad, even not even like auntie, uncle. Like, no, I'm your other mom now.
I call my dad Charlie.
Well, it's your dad. I mean,
yeah, people think it's weird. Is it? No, it is a little bit with like Asian parents calling your parent like.
Well, for a while I didn't know he was your dad because you called him Charlie.
It's like her coworker.
Yeah,
Charlie.
That was your mentor or something.
No, yes. Okay, so when you're leaving, do you say goodbye to everybody, or just like their surrounding? I think it's the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like greet everyone and say goodbye to everyone just within your proximity.
Generally, yeah, I feel like. So if you got the personalized greeting, I would probably do everyone.
Personalized
like,
goodbyes.
Yeah, like personalized
same
goodbyes.
In, same out.
Yeah.
Same in, same out. Yeah, just keep it consistent. I mean, you don't have to do it as much because presumably some people would have left before mm-hmm. you. So
yeah,
a little easier. But yeah.
He like texts people bye. like tucked in bed. I thought I would do that. But, oh, sorry, I missed you. Like, you know, nice seeing you. You know,
where'd you go?
Yeah. Where are you?
I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I just leave.
And it's called the dip.
I've done that.
The dip. Yeah.
I hate the goodbyes.
Drinking. No, you have to like dip out. Sometimes if you're not drinking, and then some of them are just like, oh, I got a drink, you know, mm-hmm. shit like that. So
I said bye. You were I don't know,
yeah,
drunk.
You're drunk, you know. okay, so what about this? So this applies to significant other. You never go into your significant other's room, and if you do, you never close the door.
True.
False? Yeah, super true.
Super true.
My parents didn't even let like my boyfriends come up, and that even like it was weird for like my husband too when he was a boyfriend. But I'm like, 29, like he can come up. We're not gonna bone when we're about to have dinner downstairs. Like relax.
They don't know that though.
Well, they always say all this shit. I don't know. But yeah, no, they were super opposed to like even like a significant other going into your room.
Did they remove the door?
Just, no, like, they're just like, we're like, not took the drill out and just like took the screws out.
Don't laugh. I'm gonna do that when I have
are you mm-hmm. or just get a glass door.
Yes.
Yeah.
Curtains.
Crazy. What about significant other sitting far away from your significant other as possible, like at dinner?
That's weird.
Okay.
Like, what does it mean by as far away?
We're going to have sex on
the
dinner table.
Picture.
You're like jerking him off or what?
No, this is not supposed to be like sexual at all.
Oh, of course. But you know us.
Yeah, true. I know John. No,
wow.
When I first started, well, like with my mom, with anybody, she would never let us be that close. Like we would have to be like on opposite couches. Like even if we're watching TV or whatever, like that far away. Because according to my mom, you get pregnant when a boy touches you, So it was like
even now.
Well, obviously I'm married, so I could do whatever. But
no, I feel you on that. I think like it wouldn't be as intimate. Like I remember, I like put like food on my boyfriend's plate, and my dad was like so devastated.
Oh, he's really?
Like, yeah, he was just like, why would, because you know, I'm, you know, baby girl, you know, but my mom's, and then, but then for me, I don't know, I never really thought about that. So I just kind of stopped taking care of my partner, like at the dinner table, because the parents would like be like, look at her do that, you know, like tease me, such assholes.
Why don't you like, put food on his first and then put food on his.
They put on. I was like,
you said his and his, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, yeah, but you know,
oh,
you,
oh, okay.
Because you're so used to eating out with like with your significant other, and then you're just like, or you don't want them to feel uncomfortable, so you'll give them a little bit extra special treatment.
Yeah.
But then they take it as like, oh, look at her, you know? So, yeah, look at her.
Is that what Charlie's doing?
Yeah, they tease like my mom to like, look at her do that. And I was like, stop. But significant other, do you show PDA? In front of your parents?
Never.
Always. No, I'm just kidding. No,
well, I mean, we're still talking about like meeting them, right? Or is this just in general? Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Oh, in the beginning stage. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hell no.
Lick his face. Like,
while looking at your parents, like side eye.
Yeah. While putting food on his plate. Double, triple whammy. Yeah.
I just think it's super funny that like, yeah, like, you know, well, I experienced this when I was much younger, like maybe under 20,
mm-hmm.
early 20s. Like my parents were like, no, don't act stupid. Don't do anything like that. And then now that I'm like, you know, in my mid 30s, they're like, hey, so grandkids, I'm like, how are you going to backpedal? Like,
no, but you're married.
No, I know, but I'm just saying like, oh, it's so weird. You guys are like, you guys are super.
Once the ring, yeah, they're just like, oh, here, like sleep in this bed together.
No, right, exactly.
Oh, I mean, they only care what they want though.
Yeah.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, total sidebar. Did you guys ever get the birds and the bees conversation with your parents?
Never.
I did not.
No, I just told you. No. They're just like, use a vibrator. You can never have a baby. That's it. Birds and birds. Yeah.
I mean, once I had my grandma tell, she was telling my mom to tell us right in front of us, front of me, like, hey, can you tell John not to sleep with his sister? And me and my sister were like,
wait, what?
What? Who's sister?
Your own sister?
My own sister.
Yeah, it's trying to say not to have incest. And
oh my God.
My sister's like, ugh, gross.
How like giggity giggity were you that your mom like, don't have sex with your sister?
Well, I mean, she's still back in that, I don't know, the 20s or whatever. I guess.
Oh my God.
Commonplace, I guess. We're like, okay, weird. Let's move on.
Definitely not. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's move on real quick. So you know how like there's certain taboos and stuff.
Speaking of taboos.
Taboos. Tattoos. Oh, that's hair and air.
Hair and air.
Same thing. Tomato. Tomato. So visible tattoos. Do you guys have tattoos, or have you guys ever had girls over with tattoos, or dated someone with visible tattoos and your parents were like, oh, of course, great.
Never.
Don't you know that tattoos means they're in a gang? So no.
Yep, clearly. Simon, I remember, had he has like not a sleeve, but just like his arm, but his whole entire back is like all tatted, but then it stops like mid
half sleeve, so it's a half sleeve. Mm-hmm.
Half sleeve is... No, it's like down more, but it's more like an arm.
Oh.
Like an arm, whatever. Short sleeve. And then so there was like, I remember it was fine for a while, and then he wore like a collared shirt, and there was like a little like inch ring around. You could see like, you know, his tattoo.
Yeah.
My parents just kind of like look at it. I was like, he has an MBA from USC. And they're like, oh, it's fine. They're like, it's fine. And then my dad has a joke. He's like, oh, you know, Christmas, I'm going to buy him an eraser to erase a tattoo. And I was just like, you're so dumb. But yeah, they kind of like.
Is that how your dad sounds?
Yeah, he sounds kind of like, they go, oh, it's so funny. Like, no, but he was saying that he wants to get, he was just saying, I think I was like, oh, you know, I told the fact that he got his MBA from USC, they're like, oh, it's fine.
you got to lead with that first, though.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Then you could do whatever.
Exactly. So that was fine. What about revealing clothing? Like, have you ever dressed like a hoochie or brought home a hoochie to the home? Steph's like, yes. She's like wearing a midriff, meeting her like boyfriend's mom for the first time. Wait, yeah. So what was that like?
I wouldn't care. I would bring them home.
I don't think they care. Like, you don't care. I'm just saying with the
parents. We're talking about the parents. Yeah.
Good job. Relax. He's like, she could be naked.
Yeah. I've never been worried about my parents when I brought home. What about I'm sure they would care, but I probably wouldn't care what they if they cared or not. So move on.
I don't know. I've never really had this problem. I mean, I don't know. Like, I didn't really have anyone that I brought home. Yeah, that kind of wore anything that might not have been appropriate. Because it's usually like the reason they would come over is because like we were out that day in public, right? So, I mean, if it's suitable enough for public, then.
Well,
that's
you do. There's a lot of things suitable.
Like just like a day out, as opposed to like coming back from like a club or a bar, right? I feel like mindset going in
the drenchies after and your parents are sitting one.
Yeah. Anyways,
in hoochie attire.
I mean, former hoochie right here, but I don't.
That's a one man hoe.
If I knew I was meeting them, obviously, I think I would try to not. But sometimes you can't help it.
Wait. So what constitutes like hoochie clothing?
Mini skirt, yeah, boobies, butt cheeks, like camel toe, whatever.
Camel.
I was following Lynn pretty well, and then
I always gotta take it to the extreme.
Yeah, you gotta take it to the extreme.
Like belly button rings,
no
like
leggings,
that type of stuff. Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Okay. No, I don't know. I did bring a girl that had a navel piercing, but
like she was always wearing the dress.
But it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't exposed. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I think Drake dates nice girls. That's why.
No. No. Or maybe it's just dumb luck. Or I just prepped them properly. Not like it's a prime. It's not
like, he has like a wardrobe in his car.
It's not like a surprise t-shirt. Like if they're going to meet my parents.
I'm going to need you to put this on.
Yeah, that's essentially what he's saying. Oh my God.
It's not like we're going out and like suddenly like, hey, you want to meet my parents? Usually like, oh, okay. Yeah, today, later today or tomorrow, you're going to meet my parents. So.
Dress accordingly.
Can I do a sidebar?
Yeah.
Asking for a friend.
Yes.
What if you have a girlfriend that doesn't seem to want to meet your parents?
Why?
Right. That's the first question I would ask. Like, I think the reason would give a lot of context. Because it's just because
John.
Like,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, like if it's because they think it's taking it too fast, then that's one conversation.
She's just not that into you. That's the answer.
Yeah, or she's I mean that's what it comes down to, right? But if it's like, oh, she's like super nervous, like I know like, you know, some of the people I've been with, they hear Muslim. Like my mom is fundamentalist. Like it's kind of scary. But yeah, like, she's just like a normal person, but like I mean, when it comes to talking about philosophy and religion and stuff like that, yeah, she's all about it. And so, like, people know this, and then they kind of, that's the other thing, too. Well, I mean, this is a little different because, I mean, the media has kind of blown it up of fundamentalist, like, Islam. And yeah, it's not great. That's not my particularly favorite feature about my mom, but when people hear about it, they often get, like, a really weird idea. Because for a lot of people, I could probably ask you guys, like, how many Muslim friends you guys have?
You.
It's a handful.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's the vast minority of like, your friends. It's probably a small subset. Mm-hmm. And so now that maybe people know about it. And if like, you know, like, they're nervous about meeting parents because of that, which is something that I have experience with, that's understandable. But if they don't want to meet because it's like, oh, why am I meeting your parents? Oh, it's too soon. That's a different conversation.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. How long have you been dating? How many times have you asked? Have you met her parents?
Oh, that's kind of true too. Huh?
It's a lot of things, yeah. Have you met her friends? Like, it depends. Have you? Is it just her? Is she hiding something?
You're the side guy.
Because I'm automatically assuming this is already like an appropriate amount of time has passed already.
Yeah. Right.
Seems like this is the next logical step.
Right.
Do we know this friend?
Yeah, you're looking at him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Moving on.
No, that's okay.
Oh, wait, she doesn't want to meet her parents?
Awkward.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine.
Have you met yours?
Good guy.
Oh, have you met her? Sorry.
No, I haven't.
Huh. Do you want to?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm Well, her mom passed away, but it's only her dad.
Maybe it has to do with
she's
that.
Like, she's like, oh, I don't want. Yeah, my dad's not gonna like you.
That could be possible.
Yeah.
I'm not that
is
great
it because
guys.
You wear revealing clothing?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
And you have very close to your significant other. You go into her room. Exactly. Okay, so, you know, like, gifts are super important. And so, what would you guys take for if you're going to go meet their parents for the first time? And I guess depending on they like, what would you do? Would you take a form of like fruit? Would you take a dish? Or would you take alcohol? Or would you take like flowers? Or would you take, I don't know, a human sacrifice? I don't know. What would you guys take?
Who is trail off?
I'm keeping it exciting. So what would you guys eat? Let's just go around real quick. Just say what you would take. Go. John first.
Probably a good food dish.
That you would make or buy?
Probably buy.
Okay. And what about you, Lynn?
I think it depends on the household. But like if it was a Vietnamese family, I'd probably bring them like a bunch of fruits.
What about you, Jay?
I would probably stick with something to do with food. I mean, it depends on the situation. Quick side note, don't bring alcohol if you're going to meet Muslim parents.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They don't drink.
Absolutely not.
Just be like, here, this is hand sanitizer that you've like ran out. This Johnny Walker Blue will wipe away all the germs.
What about pork? Should I bring a
pork is fine. Yeah. Yeah. You go ahead and bring that.
You
too.
Can do that. Yeah.
Some Muslim parents.
Yeah. Well, while wearing like a crop top and tattooed all over.
With a navel piercing.
Yeah.
Yes. Several.
Yep.
Jay, what would your parents like as a gift? Like, what do you think that they would appreciate?
That's a good one. We don't normally do gift exchange when you meet, right?
Money.
When you first meet them, it's more customary, obviously, to bring gifts back and forth if like you're traveling from somewhere. If you were to meet like Indonesian parents over in Indonesia and you're from here, you'd obviously want to bring something from here.
Oh,
something,
I see.
Something unique to where you're from. And then that's, I mean, food's kind of tough.
Usually it's money. Airport.
Money.
I know Vietnam, if you go to Vietnam, you bring money.
No, not really.
No?
Money, not so much. No, not over there. It's mostly sentimental things.
Oh, that's sweet. I like
if
that.
If you can impart, even if it's something stupid here, if you can impart sentimental value on it, then that's more meaningful than money.
I like those gifts. Yeah, that's cool.
What if you bring a picture of yourself?
might want to try.
Framed. Nice. Okay, let's just move on to meeting non-Asian parents. As a friend or significant others, do you guys have any stories? I do. So, no, you can go first, hon.
No, go ahead.
I remember, so when I was like a kid, you know, we have like group projects and we'll go to like, you know, have people over or go to their house. And then, you know, the parents usually like cook a meal because it probably, you know, goes past like dinner time. So that was like my favorite, like going to different homes and then like going to different homes. Yeah. Cause I mean, okay. For me, I was a little different. I had such a rigorous schedule that I was never like allowed to like play on the weekends or hang out. Like it was always like music or a tutor or an activity or something.
Oh, okay.
And so it was a treat. Every time I had a project, I would always tell them, let's go to your house, not my house. Even if it was comfortable, my mom would provide everything and more, but I wanted to just kind of, you know, go to someone else's house. And then this is one time and it was like a Hispanic family. And then she's like, oh, come over, whatever. So I was there. She's like, oh, like my dad's going to make us dinner. I was like, okay, so I'll stay. There he is. He found his bottle.
Breaking the seal.
Yep, there you go. And then so I went over and then we're just working on a project for like a couple hours. And then I was like, oh, it smells good, but it smells very familiar. And then so I go out and then he's like, oh, dinner's ready. So I, you know, it was like setting the table and it was literally freshly made chow mein, fried rice, and orange chicken. Wow. So I was like,
I knew it.
No, but in my mind, I was like, oh, it smells so fucks with it. You know, I was like, kind of went with it. And they're just, and the dad's like, oh, like, you know, what do you eat at home and things like that? And he was just like, I was like kimchi and rice. He's like, oh, you're not Chinese. I was like, no.
Oh, like, no.
Oh, but in his defense, like, he was like a cook at like those happy walks in Thailand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So, I mean, it was bomb. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I was just like, hello, this is so good. But he was just trying to be like culturally sensitive and then just make me something. But I'm like, I'm not
going to miss.
Yeah, I'm not like white Chinese. Like, yeah.
Well, I mean, he had to stick with what he knew.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that was nice.
I was excited.
Maybe he'll have, like, Mexican food. So I was, like, fucking stoked. But then he comes out with, like, freshly made, like, orange chicken and chow mein. So I was, like, yeah. My mom's always, like, always interested because, you know, she's, like, a chef. And she's, like, oh, what if they make you? And then I'm just, like, whatever we buy at Happy Walk is what segment what they serve here. Yeah. Anyone else have a story?
Well, mine was kind of similar to that, but for group projects, I was never allowed to go to other people's houses because my parents were so strict. So they all came to my house. Mm-hmm. And I actually lived like across the street from my middle school. So like everyone knew where I lived. My mom was like really welcoming. She's the mom who will cook for everybody, make everybody eat, make them drinks, cut them fruit. Like she's that mom. Yeah.
Mine too.
Yeah. And she was always nice to everybody. And she didn't really care like what race or whatever they were. Like it was not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But I always told them, I was like, when you see her, bow, say hello. Because, like, she doesn't really, her English is kind of broken. She does her best, but I think she's just so nervous and embarrassed, whatever, by it. Mm-hmm. But she tries her best. And, you know, it's just like, nod, smile, basically. Yeah.
Do you guys have any?
I don't have anything for non-Asian. Well, I mean, aside from, you know, meeting my white friend's parents and having to call them by their first name. I actually had some, I had a Mexican friend as well that similar situation. And to this day, it's even, it's still weird. Even though we're like in our mid thirties, I'm like, no, you're Mr. Vargas. Like, I'm not going to call you, you know, your first name. So not necessarily non-Asian, but whenever I used to go to like Filipino, like my Filipino friends' homes, and if their parents hadn't met me yet, for whatever reason, they would always talk to me in Tagalog. And then when I didn't understand, they'd be like, really? Shame on you. And I'm like, dog, I'm not Filipino.
Dog.
This has happened multiple times.
It happens to me too. God. I've been with my husband for like 6 years, and there's some people who know I am not Filipino, and they still talk to me in Tagalog. I'm just like, because, like, I can understand, like, maybe, like, a third of what they're saying, but then I'm just like, yep. And she'll just, like, wait for me to respond. I'm like, nope.
Oh.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's gotten to the point where I can actually get by now.
Yeah, just from, what I'm saying, yeah.
Interactions.
Body language.
I played an entire poker match with some of the family of one of my friends, and they were all speaking Tagalog, and I won. And awesome. I managed to make my way through it without really saying anything, just understanding everything that was going on. I would just respond in English. As long as they thought that I could understand it, like, they wouldn't fuck with me. So
I feel like maybe because you didn't fully speak Tagalog, you were kind of more observant, and that's when you were catching all the food. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. Worked out. I made $60 that night.
Yeah, they were probably scared. Why isn't this guy saying anything?
That's true. Actually, at the same time, yeah, we were playing poker. It's not a very talkative game necessarily, so I probably was scheming.
Yeah. I don't have any non-Asian friends, unfortunately.
Racist. I'm just kidding.
Shots fired. Wait, I have a question. Yeah. For those of you who have been to like non-Asian like homes and stuff like that, do you feel like it's a little bit different, like more relaxed as opposed to going to like an Asian home, or is it kind of the same?
It's definitely more lax. Even Steph agrees. Just because you're not, there's not that etiquette. Like, you know, Asians have like that notion of what's like judging everything you kind of do or finding a reason or something. But, you know, I'll be like, what's up? Like, hi, Brad, you know, and he's like this 70-year-old dad. And
Brad.
Like, would you like a glass? Yeah. Or like, you know, just more, it's definitely more lax. You know, with Asian families, you're just like, oh, wait till the elderly, like, you know, the oldest person there to pick their spoon up or to start eating for you to start eating. Yes. Or there's just so many rules that for, you know, you'd be like, just, yeah, definitely Asian. I think it's a lot more to like, you know. Reputation, first impression. Steph's on fire right now. So there's just a lot, I think, more on hand.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that. Well, like when I grew up mostly around like white and Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have too many Asian friends until, I mean, I had some in high school, but it was predominantly Hispanic. It wasn't until college really for me that I started getting Asian friends. And yeah, definitely Mexican and white homes tend to be a little bit more forgiving in terms of etiquette. Maybe not necessarily forgiving, but like, yeah, more, I guess lax for free, I guess. Like it's not as like tightly wound as Asian homes are. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I feel like as you get older when you go to like a Asian home now, as long as like you have like your shit together at this point, like I don't really find myself having a hard time anymore, even with like elders and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the main thing. Like, it's just like, I think that elder people or older Asians just tend to look at the younger generation and they're like, oh, I don't know which way this guy's going to go. Might as well be a hard ass on him and make sure he acts right. And then after you act right, they're like, all right, cool. He's one of us now. We good. All right. Chill now. Because I feel like, I don't know, I've gone to Asian parties and Asian weddings and stuff like that as well. Like, I mean, obviously that's a little different because of the occasion, but just Asian gatherings in general, and it's much more lax now.
Yeah.
You just gotta get them in the right mood.
Yeah, you always see like, you know, like someone's Asian mom like taking shots or just like pounding champagne. Or, you know, but then you'll see like Auntie Carol, like
Aunt Carol.
From Brad's side of the family, you know, just like, you know, just there's always like, they always, you know, there's those memes or like, there's that one drunk aunt that comes to like, you know, all the family gatherings and that started.
I'll probably be next to her.
Yeah. Even next to her mom.
Wow. Okay.
Great auntie. Okay. Let's move on. Let's see. For etiquettes. I don't know. Are you guys a handshake person or a hug person? But pre-COVID, I'm a hug person. Total hug person.
I'm a hugger.
Are we talking about parents again, or just
parents are like, oh, hi, nice to meet you.
I usually wait for what they do first. They go in for the hug, then I'll go for the hug. If they go for a handshake, I'll go for the handshake.
No, also, straight hug.
Just it also depends on.
I don't initiate.
You know what you could do? Be like, hi.
It depends on prep for me. Uh-huh. It depends on prep for me. Especially since the stuff that I mentioned earlier, like sometimes physical contact isn't particularly preferred in some cultures.
Yeah.
At least in first salutations. So that kind of.
I was going to say, wait, like, yeah.
Okay, Charlotte's Web, like.
Makes me a little hesitant.
If you don't know what this book is, you're too young for the show. Charlotte's Web. Okay.
Unless you know that the family is a little bit more Americanized, or more assimilated for that matter, then I would probably go with the handshake first.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they want to hug, then obviously I'm not opposed to it, but I don't typically lead with usually with the moms, I'm more comfortable, you know, going in for like the side cheek hug or whatever.
Side cheek hug. Wow. Do you wear a condom though?
No, you know how you do a full hug? It's like, dude, like that's like chin to shoulder, right? But like side cheek is like, it's not fully, like you're not like fully enclosing them.
Mm-hmm.
The description of everything is just so funny.
Hey, you know what she should yell out? Give me some love. Give me some love and see what she does.
It's like almost like it's like one step above hover hands, right? That's the way
hover I would hands.
At least first time.
What, you Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves is a class act.
I have a question.
He is a class act.
John Legend, too.
What's your question, Chopsticks?
Are your parents, I guess the word is, affectionate to you, like as children, like hugs and stuff? No?
No, not at all.
To me, yeah. Both my mom and my dad were, yeah.
My dad and I were close, but my mom and I really weren't. She's very like stern. But now she is. We are like a lot more. But I never acted like a person from a very strict household, you know?
Yeah. Obviously.
Clearly. Lucy Goose. No. okay. Well, if you guys were to go to a non-Asian person's house to meet their parent, like what would you guys bring? I'm a huge sweets and wine person.
Bring them Portos.
Yeah, I was gonna say desserts.
Very
a safe
specific
bet.
Yeah.
Usually a safe bet,
like a pie.
I love pie.
What would you bring, John, if you had white friends and had to go visit their white parents? Like,
fuck, fried chicken's a beer.
they love chicken that. And beer. That's Korean, stupid.
That could go for everyone. Who doesn't love fried chicken?
Why are you singling out Koreans?
No, chimak. That's a thing. Korean, like fried chicken and beer. Chimak. That's like a staple. Yeah, John should know that. Like,
white Wingstop. It's everybody. Everybody loves chicken.
Yeah, there
wings.
Also exists.
We all got our own.
I'm sorry. I would not Popeyes. Go into someone that meets there for the first time and bring like fried chicken and beer to the house meeting for the first time.
Oh my God. Would you bring foie gras and champagne?
No wine.
Wait, I need to share a story about pie.
She's
gonna hate me. No, she's gonna hate me for saying this, but I remember somebody I know had the guy they were dating come over during
your
Thanksgiving.
Sister.
Wasn't it? And he brought she's married, no. With the guy for like 10 years. Anyways, so he brought a pie to the family Thanksgiving dinner and it was already half eaten.
What?
And that was his first time. That was his first time meeting
like
the family.
Thing.
We hated him.
What an idiot!
He did all the wrong things. Like
the holiday 5-pack, but with pie.
Deadass ate half the. He took the pie from his last party and brought it to this party.
Seriously, that's crazy.
And that was the last time we saw him. Yep.
So it wasn't serious.
Not to him, I guess.
What?
It was
what? I'm just trying.
He was half in, so.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. What would possess you to think that that would be okay?
Yeah. That we would That's take anything. Saying. We would take anything and appreciate it. What?
Be thankful.
Crazy. Yeah. What's his name? What's his name?
Yeah.
Let's tag him when we post this.
I feel like I just would have taken the L, right? Just take the L.
Yeah, just
like,
be
I'm
like,
so sorry.
Here's $5.
I didn't get anything.
Put in some cash.
Do you guys need help in the kitchen?
I think it'd be better if he didn't bring anything.
Can I
at
vacuum?
All?
Seriously. Yeah.
I'll
okay,
do your dishes.
Yeah. I don't think you want someone like that to do your dishes.
No.
Yeah. But, okay, well, let's move on to the last segment, which is segment 4, Should Get Not Stirred, where we just kind of discuss, like, exciting, ridiculous, shocking news, or just any form of discussion. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about side hustle, you guys. Like, during this pandemic.
Should we talk fans online then?
Yeah, we're going to talk about it too.
I mean, that's not side hustle.
Oh my God, this guy is like fucking alcohol kicked in. You could talk. I'm so excited. No, so let's talk about it. So side hustle during pandemic. Like, for me, it's like, I see this. So like, you know, not a lot of people have like their normal 9-to-5. They have it. They've been furloughed or they work from home or there's just a lot of like uncertainties. And I started noticing on Facebook and things like that, that people are starting like side hustles or maybe turning into side like hobbies or passions into, you know, something, you know, they can just kind of make money off of. Yeah. So, wait, Steph, can I like kind of share your story a little bit? Like, so what happened was, so my girlfriend Steph is here. She's one of my best friends, one of my bridesmaids. I've known her since I was like 19 or 17, 17 or 19, 17, 17. Yeah. So this girl is such a hustler to me. Like, She's like a veteran in the hotel industry and sales, and she just kills it. Every hotel she goes, every group she goes, kills it. But that was her path. That's all she knows is hotels, sales, this and that. Like, but then during the pandemic, like, you know, she was working from home and she went through stuff. Like, she got furloughed and, you know, she was literally the only one that kind of brought back. And she's good at what she does, right? But she had this plan my whole life. All I'm going to do is hotel and just, like, make my way up there. But it hit. And then she realized, like, oh, my God, like, what am I going to do? What if I don't have a job to go back to and this and that? What I can say about my friend Steph is that she's extremely talented. Like, one thing I do really respect her for is that she'll say, oh, I'm going to try this and I'm going to do that. And she just walks the talk, right? And something I really admire. So recently she kind of started this, you know, she was like, I'm going to start my business. So nails, look at my nails, they're so fire. So she went to beauty school. Like, she actually did. Remember, you guys, I told you I dyed my hair blonde and it, like, burned off? That was her. No, but, you know, things like that. So she's always kind of had, like, a side hustle but never followed through. But for during the pandemic, she's starting a new business, and she's a talented florist, and she's self-taught with nails. And because of the pandemic, it kind of pushed her, and then now I'm kind of helping her build her, like, clientele with, like, my resources and stuff too, just so that, because I believe in her and she's so good. And she turned a hobby, turned an interest into a side business that, you know, I'm hoping in the future, if she wants to do a full time, she can, you know. So do you guys have anything? Because I know that Chopsticks does. She has this whole store. She's so creative too. John, I don't know, like, if you do anything, like, do you have an OnlyFans? And I know you still, you know, you have your day job, but then now there's not much, you can't DJ or anything, you know, because there's events, right? Like, I know that was kind of like eventually became a side thing for you because you were more of a creative director for, you know, stuff related to, like, vroom vrooms. Is that what it is?
We call them cars, but yeah.
Vroom vrooms, yeah.
Yeah.
Automobiles.
Automobiles. Automobile.
Shout out, Nadine.
Nadine, Drifting Pretty. Check out our podcast. Anyways. Yeah.
Well, who wants to go first?
Yeah.
We're just talking about side hustles.
Go ahead. Like, during the pandemic, like, did it become, like, a thing? Like, or like, it actually makes money?
Well, I mean, I think people did it out of they have to.
Kind of forced to. Like,
I mean, maybe, yeah, I mean,
to find, like, a safety net.
I mean, people have to do what they have to do to make money to survive. I mean, that's survival mode.
Did you have to? Do you have a side hustle, John?
No, I don't, because
I'm paid. Cocktails.
all the
time. No, but I mean, I feel like cocktails and kimchi is your side hustle.
This is a side hustle, technically. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a very, hopefully, yeah. I mean, we need to think about our marketing.
Oh, yeah, it's a side hustle. But
you should have put a sponsor. We've been
I just haven't seen a penny yet, but yeah, it's a side hustle.
Yeah.
So yeah. What were you saying, Dre?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, this is a side hustle for me. I mean, obviously, I'm the audio editor. Mm-hmm. Actually, from this, I picked up, what's it called? That gig from one of your friends, John.
Elaine from HK.
Right.
Are you cheating on us?
No way. That's cool.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
It was just a one-off thing. I just needed to do a trailer for them. But I mean,
congrats. You didn't tell us.
Oh, this is like 2 months ago. Yeah. It was just a one-off thing. It was like a two, three-minute trailer. And I helped them out and it was done. They asked me to come on board, but I was like, no, I already have something. So
nice.
Oh, we love your loyalty.
The free route. Guys, we're choosing the unpaid the route.
I probably would have got paid more if I went with them. Yeah.
I told you to charge more, dude.
Elaine, you hear that? Your friend said to tax you. I'm just kidding.
For the work I did, I mean, I didn't realize he was going to ask for so many revisions, but
you should charge per revision.
I should. It was fine, though.
That's why I told you should tax them more.
That's fine.
Listen to John only for this.
Now that we're talking about side hustles, I was actually talking about this with another photographer friend of mine, and we're talking about, like, because he is also a marketing director for another automotive parts company, a manufacturer, and he's picking up photography as his side hustle. And he's mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, dude, you should, dude, you have the talent. Like, I've seen your pics. Like, you should gig. And I'm like, nah, man, I was a gigging DJ for 10 years. Like, I don't mm-hmm. know if I want to go back into the gig economy. But I mean, that's always been a route that I could take. I could go into my photography, mm-hmm. Video editing, mm-hmm. audio editing. I mean, yeah.
A man of all trades, yes.
Even today, I posted like for the first time on my IG, like this past weekend, I finally did a shoot of my car. And the tires that I went with, the tire company actually, their outsourced marketing team actually just contacted me like right before we got on the air.
That's so cool.
They wanted to shoot my car, but they're not using my talent, but they saw the pic and they wanted to use my car.
But it's because of your picture. So right. That's really cool.
So
who knows what could happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So fans only tag.
Is it only fans? Or is it
only? DJ Undo.
Oh my God.
Actually, just real quick before we get to the next person. Cars was always a side hustle for me originally, and I managed to turn that into a career because it was just a hobby for such a long time. I was in aviation for like 6 years, and it wasn't until like after that I wanted a new place to go, and I was like, oh yeah, I know about cars, I know about sales, I know about technical sales. Oh, let's just do cars. And then there was an opening at the company I'm at now, and that's how I got hired. So
It's
legitimately a hobby. I had no previous, like, I don't have any formal, like, any mechanical
training.
Or anything mm-hmm. like that. I mean, I went to school for engineering, but it was electrical engineering. It wasn't mechanical engineering. So, I mean, my skill set was kind of limited on that end. But, I mean, just because it was a hobby of mine and I ended up becoming knowledgeable enough, and now I'm a manager within an automotive parts company, mm-hmm. namely Wheels. So
nice.
And launching products. So I mean
you know, it helps.
You never know where it takes you.
Mm-hmm. It helps that you love what you do.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the point. Like your side hustle should be like, if you want to pursue your passion, now would be the time to do it. Might as well do something. I mean, I guess it kind of depends. If you're really struggling for money, then get whatever job you can. But I mean, if you've been waiting for that opportunity to do that thing that you love and try to make money out of it, you may not make as much, but if you want to be happy doing it, now is the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. What about you, Lynn, with your business? Do you think, like, because you do work from home still, but you still have like same hours, just no commute. Do you think you're like able to focus more on that side hustle, not during like the stay-at-home order?
So I've talked to you a lot about it offline. So I kind of took a break from it all because mm-hmm. of dealing with things. But
yeah,
I actually have a secret project that I'm working on right now.
What is it?
I'm not saying yet until it's actually
a secret
like up
project.
And ready.
What is it?
But I'm like,
I just
what's
have
the
to
patent
ask.
Number?
Stupid.
No, not like that. But it's like a line of things that I'm coming out with. So,
congrats.
Thank you. But I think like having the time now, being able to really put into motion like things that I have been thinking about. And it's kind of cool. Like Dre said, it's like, yeah, we still have our regular job. But like you said, now's the time to be creative and do the things that you've always wanted to do. And I feel like I'm feeling so motivated and just so inspired by other people. And I just want to be able to, you know, create this for myself and for my future family and stuff. So
that's good. Yeah. Congrats.
Thank you.
Some good can come out of this. I'll like
bless yourself.
Yeah. Oh my God. But guys, today's episode was so much fun. It's always a good time to catch up with my co-hosts. But yeah, guys, the bar's now closed. Please do not forget to subscribe to the podcast for the latest episodes. And if you're looking for the after party, you can find us on IG and Facebook at Cocktails and Kimchi, Twitter at Cocktails Kimchi, or cocktailsandkimchi.com. Literally, you guys, like Dre, John, Chopsticks, like it was so nice. You know what I mean? Like, I just can't wait for us to, you know, meet together in person again and just to record in our little studio again, you know, in person. But tonight it was kind of special.
Do you want to give a shout out to your friends?
Which ones? I have so many friends. Just kidding.
The ones that are in studio.
Thank you, Jackie. Filipino Mexican girl who was telling us everything about how Filipinos hate everybody. And I'm just kidding. Just confirming that. No, I'm just kidding. And thank you, Stephanie, for coming and just like wanted to also congratulate her with her future endeavors on her side hustle and always coming over to get, you know, keep my nails fresh to death. But yeah,
you, you pay her with White Claw, right?
Yeah, is she taking appointments? yeah. I know. I put like White Claws from the street to my door, and then she picks it up. She lures her in.
Yeah.
Wow. But White Claw,
it works. Look,
she's here. Yeah, but she's like listening to this whole thing. But I just want to say, like, everyone, you know, there's no shame in having a side hustle. There's no shame in literally like doing what you love or want to do and making money from it. Shit. You know what I mean? Like, do you. Okay. So,
I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about you. This is your life.
No, it's about you, but I do understand that being vulnerable is hard, right? This is a passion of yours and the fact that it's for you and it is by you, for you, like FUBU, but like the other way around.
Wow, you brought FUBU up in the mix.
I totally did. They're going to actually come back with it. But anyways.
Watch, they're our first sponsor.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
I don't even know if they're in business.
No, they're going to relaunch. Yeah, it's your fault. No. Well, what I'm saying is that I think it's hard for anyone to put themselves out there, especially if they're used to like 9-to-5 entrepreneur, like life isn't for everyone. And I, you know, do feel like everyone should kind of keep their day job to figure out if it's for them or not. But, you know, you guys, like, we're all in the same boat, you know, we're all in a very vulnerable place and, you know, no one's better than everyone else or whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, we're all like kind of suffering and just whatever can get the days go by like easier and more joyful, that's what's important. So you guys, like, please just like have more faith in yourself, like put yourself out there, make that monies. And if you're sipping a cocktail or mocktail while listening to our podcast, please be sure to tag us using hashtag Ponchon Army for a shout out on our next podcast. Literally, I say this every time, but no one has ever tagged us hashtag Ponchon Army. So maybe I should do it myself. But yeah, anyways, but per usual, before we leave, just wanted to say, don't forget, when in doubt,
it's worth the shot.
Down your drinks. Cheers.
I've been drinking all this time.